Welcome to Energy Unleashed.
Alrighty. Welcome back, everybody. It is Suzanne Worthley with my co-host, Kim Hess.
Hello.
Kim, back with another Energy Unleashed podcast episode series. And typically, I start these out with a client story, and we kind of unleash the client story together. This one, I'm going to do just a little bit differently. I have an online community called Vibe Tribe. And if you're interested in that at any time, it's a really great opportunity to learn monthly what is happening out there in the world of energy. And it's a great program, but we have an online webcast for the members every single month. And this last month was such an important one that I wanted to kind of dovetail that information. So I'm not going to go into a client situation as much as I'm going to go into what is happening in the bigger picture right now in terms of light and ascension process. And I am going to invite Kim along the whole way because she is a Vibe Tribe member and was online the other night. And I think, Kim, this information is something you probably have to hear more than once anyway to even digest it.
It's a lot of information, and you will, because it's just a tough concept, you know. Part of the reason is we're used to working like Mother Gaia up instead of God source down, which you're going to get into.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind as you're going through this. It's just a different perspective or way of looking at all of this too.
Yeah. And again, these kinds of videos you can play over and over again on YouTube as well. So, I mean, it's really a great opportunity to let it sort of sink in. And so you're probably going to come up with some good questions or clarifications today, because we did do this just within the last couple of weeks or so. So the way this all sort of started for me is I personally have been doing a lot of work on myself in terms of putting the pieces back together. And regardless of what kind of meditations, therapy, protocols, whatever you do, you always end up going back to your childhood, which cracks me up. And it terrifies me as being a mother of four, too, by the way, right? Don't
tell me how many times have you gone back to apologize?
Yeah, I am so sorry. But anyway, it has been very interesting lately. So I always take a step back and look at the bigger picture on what is happening in terms of how the light is raising the frequency and the vibration of this planet and the species of human on it. And what does that mean to us as an individual? And my goal oftentimes in Vibe Tribe or in anything that I'm teaching is to help the listener, the attendee, the client understand that we are part of a very gigantic holographic macro universe, multi-universe, multiverse situation in its patterns. And we find ourselves being pieces of that pattern. And as we start to look at ourselves, we are finding that we, as an individual micro situation, have a lot of pieces to put ourselves back together. This is what healing does. It's kind of like this puzzle fell on the floor. The pieces are everywhere. You can't quite get the picture of who and what is happening until the pieces come together. So hopefully this will shed light on the bigger picture by pulling some of these pieces together. We all as a race went through the dark night of the soul in some fashion in the last 2 to 3 years due to our lovely COVID situation. And when COVID hit, it was actually a blessing for a lot of people because it isolated them into the darkness of what was struggling within their essence, what they were struggling with as a human being, what they maybe hadn't shed light on for quite some time. And dark night of the soul work is not fun. But it brings back pieces or fractals of our life or situations or memories that we can maybe deal with and heal. And I think a lot of the humans on this planet are doing that. They're finding pieces of themselves. And this is part of the bigger picture. And I think that that's a really awesome opportunity. Did you, Kim, during COVID or whatever, lockdown, that whole period, did you find yourself going to those really dark spaces? Dark night of the soul spaces yourself?
Well, yeah, because I think even down to the daily routine and the people that we were able to see and not see and some health issues, and it felt like it was really hard to navigate everything the same way. And so I felt the dips severely. And the highs just really high, and then the dips more severely. And it was just really a roller coaster of emotion, and very difficult to maintain like a more steady lifestyle, I guess, or feeling, emotion, all of it together, the whole package.
And we found pieces of our personality that we didn't really like. We found ways of not working or working with others that we didn't really like about ourselves. But this is part of the fractalization of a human. And I think it's really critical that we allow ourselves to be all of them. When I work with clients, I encourage them to be all. This is an all situation, but we don't work like that. The human wants to just be this. I want to be rainbows and bunnies. I want to be happy. I want to be beautiful. And we're terrified of the yuck. And the yuck is just as important, if not more important, sometimes in terms of moving forward in your journey.
Well, and I think so, the personality or person that you are, like for me, I'm an introvert. So staying home for a period of time was like, oh, this is really great. I should, you know, whatever. But then I felt like when I was with other people, I had to really be on, because I wasn't used to being around other people outside of my family that much. And to be the, hey, oh my God, it's so, you know, that happy. And I realized, I'm like, wow, I've done that for a long time in a lot of situations. Yeah. I'm not really that person.
Or you're not that person all the time. It still is a piece of who you are. And that's really why we're bringing this up today, is be aware of the pieces. And we're calling them fractals today. Be aware of the fractalization, the pieces, the different personalities, the different choices that I have, because what we are doing right now in this ascension process as an individual micro is bringing back the pieces of who we are. And there's a bigger reason that we're doing this, because we are a very intricate piece in the big hologram of the macro ascension process. And we are always a pattern within a pattern within a pattern. And as this gigantic hologram starts to come back together again and be structured again, it is critical that we're doing our job on the micro, little tiny piece of that to do the same work. And this is a beautiful thing for the human, because we can own that we're all of it. And most of us don't like those sides of ourselves. But once we own those, we don't have to stay in them. We don't have to be it every day, but we certainly don't have to fear it, right? We don't have to fear being crabby or nasty, or I don't want to go out with you tonight, or I want to stay home. We don't have to fear anything when we start to really open up. The sense of fractalization is okay, right? But bringing it all together as a unified force is what's important.
Yeah. And I think along with the fractalization, those separations, it also brings up your core beliefs of how do you, like it, during COVID especially, there were beliefs that because of what was going on in the bigger picture, the media, you know, the chaotic stuff, all the things that were happening during that time, it really was challenging, you know, and it's difficult to look at those beliefs that go with all of that. And it was hard. There was a lot of stuff in there that I'm like, oh, I don't really want to deal with it, but I need to. Where did that come from?
As an energy worker, I am actually saying it's PTSD on so many of my clients from those 2 years. They really are having post-traumatic COVID syndromes. I mean, they really are. Mm-hmm. And this is, again, a really good reason for us to look back and pull all of the pieces of who we truly are back together again, mm-hmm. good, bad, and ugly, right? Because that's what's happening. So this is important for us as that the micro, that little tiny embodiment of a human experience, because within that is the same exact thing that's happening in the big picture. And I'm going to scan over to the whiteboard over here, and I'm going to do this as best I can so that those that are only listening can also possibly be able to track and follow this. Now, I am going to write this for ponder only. Think about it. It doesn't have to be your truth. Anything I ever say on a podcast or any of my training, I always say, take what resonates, toss the rest. This is a charted kind of a process that can help you with a visualization. It doesn't mean it technically works this way, but this is the best way for us to understand this ascension process. We are in what's called the 12D universal matrix timeline. We are in the 12th kind of like experiment of how this earth pattern and humanity can work. And this is an evolution of what has happened over eons and eons from God's source. So whatever your God looks like for you, you can hold that in your own space today. But when I'm going to draw on the whiteboard, I'm going to start out way up here, which is what we would call source. And so source energy or God's source is not a thing. It's not a person. It's not a guy on a cloud with a book. It's an energetic that is the I am presence. And the I am presence just is, and it is just love. Just love and I am and presence can't know itself until it experiences itself. And the way that I say this to clients oftentimes is, you know, you can think that you know Hawaii, and I'm doing this for Kim because she's leaving to Hawaii in a couple of weeks here again. If you really wanted to know Hawaii, if Hawaii was what you really wanted to know, you can read about it, you can watch YouTubes, you can look at postcards, you can have all kinds of things, you can have people tell you. But until you get to Hawaii and put your feet in the sand, Kim,
yes,
what does it feel like? I mean, what is the difference there?
It is, I'm sure it's different for everyone, but for me, it is very much connecting with Mother Earth and the water, the whales. It is an energy that kind of vibrates through my body. And it's just, it's almost a coming home feeling. While I know I don't want to live there, it's a, oh my God, I'm here, I'm home. And
It's an embodiment. It's an embodiment, right? I mean, you can't do that. Even by looking at your old pictures, you can kind of pull it up, but you had to be there to even pull it up, right?
Yeah.
So source had to know itself through a fractalization of embodiments. Mm-hmm. And this is a very general outline, but the very first way for source to even move has to work much like anything moves in our current world, which has to have three frequencies working together, which is a positive, a neutral, and a negative. This is the trinity of source. This is the trinity that we hear about in dogmatic religions with a bit of a twist. This positive energy is the male frequency or the father. Okay. And this is thought. So if you can see in your mind's eye, if you can't see the whiteboard, you've got this top thing on a flow chart, kind of like a corporate flow chart. The very top of that flow chart, the boss of the boss of the boss, okay, is the source energy. The first fractalization underneath it starts with the father energies, father God energies, which is the positive energy, and it is thought. The negative, and this doesn't mean good and bad, positive and negative is the female, okay, the mother. And this is emotion. Just like a battery, you have to have the positive, the negative, but it will not work until we have the neutral. And the neutral is the child. And this is the action. So when we have this trinitization right out of the gate here, we have the ability for fractalization further. So it would be as if, and I have this lovely, beautiful crystal skull here that I use for my clients. It's as if this was the intelligence of source. Source to me is a design intelligence. That's why I like to use little baby Einstein here, because it is a brain of sorts. You can look at it like, oh, this is intelligence. But crystal, we know, holds information. Mm-hmm. If I shattered this on the ground and came upon all of the fractalization, the little tiny fractals of this, this is the process that we're doing right now to become us in a universe, a galaxy, a planet, a species, a soul. All of this is where we're getting to, these fractalizations. So this God source, if I smashed this on the ground and turned it into the trinity of three, then each of these starts to then fractal. So now I start to get fractalization from all of this, and I turn it into what we would call the founder fractals. The founder fractals are consciousness fractals that are now working with the God source. Now we've created almost a consciousness team. And these original founders are going to be the ones that are determining how we create, how we do this flow chart, how we do a corporate flow chart is we have the boss, and then we've got the vice presidents, and then we've got the managers, and then we have the bupa bupa, and it keeps going down, right? This is the same process. These founder races are starting to have a consciousness connection with source that says, we will now fractal, and each of us, and they start out as individual fractals. I should maybe do it like this. Each of them are fractals. And when they fractal, it keeps going down the flow chart. And as we go down the flow chart on this drawing, it is going down dimensional frequencies, which are lower and lower, means the closer it gets to matter and form. Higher and higher, we lose matter and form. It's just because love and light, color and fractals. And so we, as we keep going down with these founders, they start to say, well, let's do a universe like this. Let's make a planet like this. Let's try this. And so all of these have gone through variations of all kinds of experiments of what can we do? And I'm going to concentrate on this one, which is the 12D universal experiment. 1 through 11 are all different, maybe races, planetary systems, kinds of species, off planet, on planet, all different things. But we're not in the Earth situation until we're really, really looking at the Earth situation we're dealing with now, until we're working in this 12D fractal. So this 12D fractal now starts to pull in all the other stuff that is happening in this gigantic hologram. And I'm really making this simplistic. We have a whole entire essence going on. What I'm going to do now is erase this so I can actually get this more clear for you. I'll leave source up there and we're doing this fractalization. But now we are here and we have our essence of soul. It is a soul essence because we are souls on this planetary system before we are incarnated into our bodies. And our soul essence is really that highest frequency of soul. There's only a finite amount of souls. And again, these souls I should maybe be doing in this regard because they also will fractal. Each individual one, and I'm not doing the correct amount, I'm just drawing circles for now. Each of these will fractal into soul families, which will then start to fractal into biology lineage lines. And when those start to happen, we get eventually down to our human existence right here with my higher self and my other lives and my lineage line. So when I am in between lives as a being, I'm not in my Suzanne incarnation yet. I'm just essence. I'm in between lives. I'm choosing my soul family. I am working with all of the source beings up here. In some regard, the angelics, the guides, the guardians, past loved ones who have gone back to source. When we're coming down this ascension process into time, matter, space, 3D, touching, feeling, seasons, cycles, height, width, all of the stuff that we think is real, which it is way down on this chain. And then we have our Earth right here that we are part of. That's the completion of the creation of it. But in order for source to know it fully, it only just got to Hawaii. Okay. It only just got to Hawaii. It didn't get to put its feet in the sand yet. So now the feet are in the sand. Oh my God, everything was great. I did the luau. I had the drinks. Everything was wonderful. And I'm bringing that memory back home. So the ascension process is a return back so that source can know that adventure. Okay. Does that make sense, Kim? Is that
it does.
Especially for you because of the Hawaii. Okay. So the planet is what is raising in frequency and vibration. But because we are attached to it as the species, we are also raising in vibration. Mm-hmm. And so we are going backwards up the flow chart. What is so important about this is this flow chart has also been doing its own homework. It's like, and I'm going to draw a picture over here. It's like I taught in my class and online. It's like that game Jenga. And Jenga is very stable when you start out. But when you play that game, all of a sudden this is gone. And then this is gone. And then this is gone. And it starts to get super wobbly, right? Mm-hmm. Lots of pieces, as this has come together, have been taken out of the matrix. It's been taken out for nefarious reasons. This is called hijacking, reversal programs, the dark agenda. This is a combination of all kinds of things, from off-planet species that didn't want this to happen. This is on-planet species that didn't want this to happen. This is AI that doesn't want this to happen. It's consciousness that creates itself that doesn't want this ascension to happen, because it is a jewel to be here. It is powerful. It is complete power to go back to full return without dying. This planet isn't dying. The people are ascending on it without dying. This is the most fascinating experiment there ever was. So for us to get back through the Jenga with all these holes, light workers and grid workers that do universal work have been putting these pieces back together. They've been finding the holes in the Jenga. They've been putting the fractaled holes in the Jenga pieces back together so that this holographic flowchart can be sturdy enough to climb back up the ladder as not only a planet, but as a species, and as a soul, and as a soul group, and as a soul essence, and as a founder, and as all the way up, as universes, as multiverses. So everything that has been created through the eons of these experiments is now returning home so that we can know our Hawaii experience. Okay?
Yes.
So, okay. That makes sense?
Yes. So far, so good.
Okay.
I don't know about everybody else, but okay.
Right? So when we have these holes in fractalization in our process of the so-called grids to get back up, this is the blueprint. This is, see how this looks like information blueprint. When this has got problems in it, I don't know where to go in my blueprint. A blueprint tells me in my room, there's a door there, there's a light fixture there, there's a window there. If I don't have that information, I can't get through my grid, right?
Right.
So we are, from a higher perspective, light workers, healers, are putting the grid back together so that this hologram knows where to go. But there's a personal responsibility here, as we, as an incarnated being, and as planetary buddy, are responsible for putting our fractals back together, our Jenga pieces back together. Our own fractalization needs to come back and be complete so that we can then climb through the repaired Jenga ladder to get higher on this ascension process. Okay?
Okay.
So what does that even mean? What does that mean to put your fractals back together? Well, when they're out here doing this work, grid workers, they're looking for a dualistic imbalance. Everything in 12D, our 12D universal structure we're in, has a male and a female balance. We go back to that trinitization. We have a male and a female, and the goal is to find neutral, to go into the action in a balanced way. We as humans, right-hand side of our body is male, left hand is female in terms of energy, with the neutral down my hara or my spine. And our job is to find that balance, right? Mm-hmm. So all the grid workers have been finding, oh, the female balance was missing here. It was almost all the female balance was taken out. This is why we've been in a patriarchal, top-down male society of rules. Now all the female parts are being returned so that our Jenga can come. So if you apply that to you, Kim, and said, oh, well, I too have missing parts in my blueprint in terms of female qualities. What does that mean for you if someone said that that was something that was important for you? I'm putting you on the spot.
No, it's okay. Knowing that I am male and female on each side, yeah. I was really not allowing balance between my male and female, which would be the holes of how I'm not working in holistically, I guess. So on my female side, what are the things that I needed to work on to bring that female energy back in, you know, where I was missing that actual energy? And I think working in the corporate world, I was definitely running down that male dominant beliefs, thoughts, you know, everything that I was doing was around being that best corporate person I could possibly be.
Right.
And not allowing my feminine side a voice or a part in anything that I was doing. And so health-wise, I became very unstable and had, because I wasn't one in my truth, starting with thyroid, I was just very unbalanced and wasn't allowing it all to work together. So if I don't take time to care for myself and balance my energy, my chakras, and speak my truth, I'm not contributing to the higher source.
Exactly.
You know, in that. And as this is getting fixed on the higher source, I'm curious, Suzanne, like how that makes it maybe even easier for people, you know, to work on themselves and to get to that place faster, better. Is it coming together above us or
yes,
around us?
It does, because of the fact that everything's holographic. When one thing changes, it all changes. When one thing changes, we all have the opportunity to find it and do it for ourselves. And so it is literally the harmonics, the way that the energy works, the law of one, the universal laws themselves, et cetera. All this starts to come into play now because everything's working as a churning machine again. So now that there is female God source energy back in this infrastructure, I can find female source energy in me so much easier because it's in the mix, right? Like finds like, but I also have to put it in me for this to have it to happen. It's a relationship.
It's,
so
it's in like parallel that it's all happening together, right? Like
again, micro
people work on themselves, the more I would think it would be better for all of it.
Literally, if people would just be doing their work on themselves, they're doing this. This is happening because the people are working on themselves. And this is going to happen.
What if somebody's not aware of any of this? Like they're not even like somebody wouldn't even look at this YouTube because they're not into any of this stuff.
Sure.
Like, right. Do they get pulled along into this without knowledge of it?
In my opinion, and again, mm-hmm. take what resonates because this is my truth. In some regards, they get to have their boat floated in the moat because the work is done. Okay. To some extent. They, however, because the energies are so solidifying in a 3D, 4D, 5D split, mm-hmm. 3, 4, and 5, we're in 3, moving through 4, eventually garnering of a 5, you know, frequency. We're playing in 4 right now. They will be playing in 4, but eventually when their soul leaves this incarnation, it will be in a difference. And it's not a bad space or a bad place. It's not mm-hmm. like, oh my goodness. It just doesn't have that return in ease and grace to find that 5D frequency. Or even in this lifetime, I'm not seeing the situation through 5D eyes. I'm not feeling it through 5D feels. I'm stuck here in a 3D situation. So it's not a bad thing. It's just a different thing.
Okay.
Does that make a little bit of sense?
Yeah.
And in essence, here's the deal. We're all one anyway. So even if I'm worried about, oh my goodness, my sister or my kid or my dad isn't 5D, that's ridiculous because we're all one anyway. They will get to the space and the place where they need to be. It isn't a thing like you missed the boat and you're not on the ferry, you know?
Yeah.
But by us holding a bigger vibration right now, they do get to float the boat, meaning there will be more synergy of love. There'll be more examples of love. There'll be more love to garner and experience. They won't necessarily see it, feel it, do it through the eyes of the 5D, but they're not missing out.
So if you're say you go up to level 5, 6, and then you pass on or die. Would you reincarnate? Would you come back at a higher level of love and light into this world?
Well, this is part of what I was moving into. So you just kind of jumped it, but let's do it. So when I am myself here, my goal as a human being is to pull all of my fractalized self back. Fractals usually happen in trauma. Fractals usually happen when I'm fractaled out of myself. It's usually something traumatic. So let's say that I did really great work, but this fractalization of my childhood abuse, let's use, is never been dealt with. I have never, ever done the spiritual work to find how powerful that I am in terms of my ability to heal from that. I don't know and haven't done the work to heal that victim controller program. Okay. Yeah. So I'm fractaled out here to some shard of me, and this human existence dies, does the death process, and goes back to source energy, but this fractalization was never returned home. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when I come back and I'm going to do another journey, this is almost another fractal of a fractal, because now I'm going to come down here and fractalize again. And this one hasn't even been dealt with. So it gets messier and messier. And those persons that keep not returning their fractals back home to be more complete just become less and less connected to their higher self when they're in the incarnation. They're the people, and this isn't judging anyone. They have every right to do this. They're the people that are just kind of walking around this planet like, well, okay. And they don't have any idea what you're talking about, that I have a higher self. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter in the big picture, because they're kind of filling out the cast of players down here. Mm-hmm. But in terms of their soul, there is a piece of them that is still involved in a higher soul body, lineage body, soul family body, soul essence, etc. So somehow, some way, they're still going to be returning home to some extent, but it works better, faster on behalf of themselves and the all if we return our fractals.
Okay.
Was that too much, or did that
and
make
returning
sense?
The fractals, can you go into more about
returning the fractals? Let's pretend this is my fractal of being abused when I was 7, 8, 9 by grandpa or something horrific like that, right? If I go through my entire life being the victim and not finding forgiveness, I don't have to forgive the action. Don't get me wrong here. We don't condone bad actions, mm-hmm. but I did somehow in my soul program sign up for that victimization so that I could learn the controller victim program and find self-love and move above and beyond it and return that healed piece of me back to myself, right? Yeah. That's part of my soul signed up contract if that's in my existence. If I don't do any of that and I do my whole life being angry and mad and victimized and I'm pissed and I die and that fractal's never returned, that's what's hanging out there. And now I come back and I have to do it again and again in a karmic way to come back and do it again and again. But that is, now I've got this lifetime over here and I'm doing all this fractalization and this one was never even assisted, right? So this karmic return of doing it again and again and again is what's changing. This was a loop program that we as a universe were thrown into by that dark agenda again. Let's just keep reincarnating for the same stupid acts. You be the abuser. Now I'm the abusee. Now I'll be the abusee and you be the abuser. You'd be the that kind of crap mm-hmm. kept us in this loop program from ascending our own selves and bringing our fractals back. And that's what's changed now. Okay. That opportunity to heal in incarnation before I go in between lives is what is so critical about this time period. If we don't have knowledge of that or don't choose to do the work on that, I'll keep fractalizing and doing that karmic crap. I won't go back to that higher version of my soul self quicker and faster.
Right. Right.
Do you see? Does that make the difference?
But when now that the light workers and everyone's out fixing the grid, you know, fixing the holes, are people becoming more aware that they need to deal with whatever is hanging out there more than they used to be able to feel?
My belief is that people are awakening in mass because of YouTubes, because of training programs, but also because of the process. The process is a macro process. It is going to our higher self. Part of us one day wakes up and goes, oh, I've got something to do. This just isn't right. A lot of people are feeling something's not right. And again, free will, personal responsibility to go do that work for yourself. No one can shove this down your throat, right?
No, it doesn't work that way. Yeah.
So when we have fractalizations and we go to the in-between and come back and refractal and fractal again, now I have shards everywhere. These are the people that are not necessarily, like I said, connected. We can call them a grayscale person, meaning that the ink on the printer, they've come back so many times that the printer ink on a Xerox starts to get grayscale. There's no depth to it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean they're a bad person. It doesn't mean they're not valued. It doesn't mean that they don't have a soul. It just means that the connection, the printer ink is so barely there that they're not going to get it anyway.
And so do you see that in a person with the aura?
Oh gosh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can tell that they have gone so many, and they're just not as bright.
It's the frequency of light force is what it is. It's not that they're technically having to be gray. I'm just using that as a printer example because it's easy to envision that.
Right.
But the literal light force permeating from their existence is like their gas tank is on nothing.
Yeah, it's dim versus bright light. Yes. Okay.
And don't think just because I'm dim means I'm laying in an alley and not having anywhere to live and having a horrible life, you know, because the guy in the alley might actually have 100% connection because he's having the existence of being in the alley because that's exactly what his soul is doing. And he might have life force beyond measure. And the guy who we perceive, or the woman who we perceive as fabulous and wonderful because they're a corporate executive making a bazillion dollars, might be the one with no life force.
Right.
Do you see?
Yeah.
So don't ever just, you know, there's no judgment out here because we're never going to necessarily know what is truly happening with their soul's connection. That's why judgment is absolutely ridiculous because we're never going to be right. We don't have that
right. It's their journey. The choices come to them as they go, or the opportunities and choices, whether you take it in and accept it or even get that nudge. Like, it doesn't even have to be a big to say, I need to work on this, or I need to work on myself. It's not somebody else's, it's me.
And this is when we start to find oneness and have that love for everybody, because when we're starting to understand, I am simply a fractal, not only of the species of human on this planet and my planet, but I'm literally a fractal of this. This is when we start to understand, oh, dogmatic religion, and again, take what resonates here, dogmatic religion teaches us that God source has a personality. A lot of us think that I have to be good because then I have to go to a place and I have to be okay and judged by something. And that is simply not how the fractalization works. When I understand fully that I am a fractal of God source, I start to understand it's my job. I signed up to have the experience in Hawaii, like we said, you know, go back to Hawaii and feel the sand on my feet on behalf of this source, because it can't do it. It doesn't have feet. It doesn't know how to get on an airplane. It is not that thing. I signed up to be that thing. And it's a personal responsibility to have the experience. And some of the people, again, why it's imperative we don't judge, some of the people may definitely have signed up for a fractalization, which I would judge as a horrible life. You're laying in a corner on the street. You don't have a home. You don't have a job. That's horrible. And actually, maybe that is a purposeful choice from a soul contract to be able to jump in terms of that soul knowing and that soul return to humbleness, receiving, etc. I mean, there might be a gazillion things that they're learning. Does that make some sense? How we can't judge.
It does make sense. I think one of the hardest things to overcome and work, I mean, it's a daily thing, is not to judge.
Yeah.
Because you're constantly being fed things that, you know, program you to judge, that your things are supposed to be a certain way. And that's not how it is. People sign up for what they're doing and they make choices.
And let's go back to the Jenga thing when we said these pieces were missing. And grid workers are putting them back in. And it's mostly, in my opinion, again, female God energy. Mm-hmm. The qualities of the female God energy are compassion, empathy, forgiveness, and understanding. And these are the things that our patriotic world up until this time wasn't exactly patted on the back for, right? So now when this is back in the infrastructure, it's easier for me because the frequency resonance is available. It's easier for me, even as a human that might not be doing a ton of my work, but like I said, the boat floats for everyone. It's easier possibly for me to see that person in the alleyway and go, oh gosh, I have compassion now. Whereas maybe 2 years ago, it was like, wow, what a jerk, what a bum, that's an idiot, what a way to live, blah, blah, blah. And this negative Nancy male resonance that we had for you know, all these years is dissipating and changing because there's not an infrastructure that supports it any longer.
Right.
Okay. When this comes back into balance, what this supports is the true essence of the male and the female and the child. It's the true essence of the thought, the emotion, and the action. We in the past, when we have the Trinity, and I'm going to put that back up there again, when source fractaled the first time, it was the positive, the negative, and the neutral, okay? This is thought, this is action, this is emotion. In the past, when we took this out of the quotient, the way that our universe 12 got destroyed, programmed, and inverted was because it only worked on these two. And thoughts can be programmed, and actions can be programmable. So we never had the opportunity, even fully, as a sentient human body, to ignite our feel centers. We were taught to think, feel.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Kim? Fine.
Oh my gosh. Right? What do you think about doing that? Yep, let's do it. Yeah, yep. That's like no thought of or emotion involved in any of it.
And we're just seeing the turnaround now. Even in the last 2 years, again, go back to the pandemic situations of being told how scared you are. We were told how scared we are, except the people that started to wake up and said, no, I'm not necessarily going to believe in all of this. I will follow rules out of respect, but I don't have to hold the frequency of fear of what you're telling me. So what's happening, because this has been incorporated back into the Jenga pieces here, it's more solid for me as a human to go back into my own matrix and go, wait a minute, you're telling me this, I'm seeing this, but that is not aligning with what I'm feeling inside of my matrix here. So I'm going to hold for a minute on my action before I make sure that this is in alignment with my truth. That's what's changing.
I kind of have goosebumps right now because I know that I feel different and the energy is different and I'm working through stuff, but I am excited to go back to Hawaii because I didn't realize the times that I've been there that it is on the chakra line of Earth, an energy ley line, and it's all female energy.
Yep.
And so I'm really excited to put my feet in the sand and sit on my lava rock down there to see what it feels like.
This will be your first trip since the actual shift of everything, and it will be your first trip since the core rotation change. So our universe core was rotating like this, and just within the last weeks here in January, it is now rotating in the female spin. So this is similar to our Merkaba, learning how to spin together, right? It's the bigger balance of everything. So it'll be really interesting for you to see if there is a different connection to the actual information this time. And it will be very, very interesting to see how you feel about this trip versus your last ones. Because you've been going so many years now in the flux, oh my God, we've got to figure this out. Jenga pieces. That's where you've been traveling the last couple of years, right? With all the workers trying to put the Jenga pieces and you're still like, it's wobbly. And now it's actually coming back to this.
Yeah, it will be different for sure. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, super cool.
Well, plus my own healing. Like, think about that. How much change individually we have. So to show up with change there and change here, the energy is going to be, I think, pretty significantly different.
And you now, after listening, can visualize that you are actually responsible as an individualized human incarnation to do your work on behalf of not only you, but on behalf of this planetary existence, because this is what's below us on the so-called chain here, corporate flow chart, if we want to use that language. Right. The Earth is the very bottom here in terms of we are responsible. We're guardians of this planetary system. So we signed up for Earth and we're not taught that. So now when you go down and you actually are going, oh my goodness, my gratitude is exponentially blowing out of, you know, my ears, my feet, my nose, my everything. I can smell the flowers. I can see the sky. I feel the waves. It's just going to go and it's going to grow at such a rapid pace because of the connection with the planet will be so much more joyful.
Yeah.
Because this is also doing her job because she's a consciousness body, just like we are, a different one fully, obviously. But she is via light workers and herself and her own consciousness doing her own work to bring back her own fractalizations as well and get rid of what no longer serves her. Mm-hmm. And what she's doing is very similar. You know what the Earth looks like when we see a globe. It has all of the ley lines. It has all of the energy lines. It has all of the information in her grid. Her grid had Jenga pieces missing as well. Mm-hmm. Right? She right. had Jenga pieces. And this is why all of our beautiful earth things have been offline.
Yeah.
Our earth connection, our ability to connect with our trees, our water, our sands, that has been offline for the human. But not only that, she's been offline for herself and the entire hologram above her in terms of, I'm not even connecting, you know, Hawaii to the pyramids in Giza. I'm not connecting Hawaii to Stonehenge. I'm not connecting Hawaii to Mount Shasta and Easter Island. That's all coming back online because her Jenga pieces are coming back.
Coming back. So the energy wasn't flowing like it's supposed to between all of those ley lines and those, like, what are the chakras?
Yep.
Those chakras, yeah.
Of her earth chakras. Her, and yeah. you said the word that you hit is the word. It's flow.
Yep.
So the female energy is flow. And it's really a beautiful, calm, ease, and grace flow. And we're not used to that. We've mm-hmm. had things shoved at us and just go.
So. Let's do it angry too.
Yep. Now that said, that doesn't mean this is all going to be butterflies and rainbows for everything that we do, because this is still very, very difficult in a human realm. It's still very difficult to find our own shards, to heal our own self. One of the things that I suggested on my website or the webcast for my members is memories are very important. Mm-hmm. Because memories are activating the feel center in our sentient humanness again. And a lot of us don't have very many memories, or we don't spend time on memories. Mm-hmm. And I mean in a good way, memories, and in maybe a not so good way. So the healing comes from, I am going to actually spend time being that 7-year-old, or being that 14-year-old, or being that age when I got hurt, or having that really big memory of mom leaving, or whatever those tragedies and traumas are. Don't be scared to be in that resonance and frequency and have that full-blown activated memory feel, because it's already running in your body. See, people are like, I don't want to feel that. That's a horrible feeling. And I say to them, it's already like an app that is running constantly on your phone and wearing your battery down. You're just not paying attention to it. So the goal is to go into the memory and to feel so that you can make peace with it and release it. And by releasing it, you're bringing back that fractal of love.
Mm-hmm. And do you pick that's some of those memories by looking at, like, if you don't have the memories, you know, trying to figure out how to go back to them, do you look at pictures?
I actually do a lot of pictures. I have been doing a lot of sitting with pictures, and they are actually really great. But you don't have to go all the way back to 6 and 7. Start practicing, like, what did you do yesterday? Do you remember making dinner? Do you remember every single piece of making dinner? Because it's a skill set that's lying dormant in us. And it isn't happening organically because we're not working that memory muscle. And this is great, by the way, for aging period, right? I mean, it's just a great thing for a human. So at the end of your day, go through the day. At the end of the hour, think about what you did this morning. Which coffee cup did you actually grab out of the thing? Can you see yourself grabbing the coffee cup? You know, do you remember putting the cream in? This is really great for staying present as well. So it's training ground to be able to then have the courage to go out and find those fractals and deal with them.
Right.
And it's really powerful. And it happens pretty darn fast.
We're so used to multitasking and listening to things and doing so many things at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've really gone away from that ability to be in the moment like that, I feel. But
and it's unbelievable the stuff that you can come up with. And now what is going to be happening, the more you do this work and believe in this work and really dive into it, not only are you having this fractal bringing back, when you get really good at these memories, what you're doing is you're opening up timelines and consecutive lives, past lives, future lives, and concurrent lives. And you can have memories pulled in of those situations, and they're coming at rapid pace right now. Mm. I was driving along just one of the freeways down in downtown Minneapolis, and I saw an art sculpture, and immediately, it's kind of dangerous probably because I was driving. Yeah.
Not you're driving? Thing, but
yeah. Immediately, I'm like, oh my God, I know that look from another planet. I know that look from a planet. And every single cell in my body knew that look from another planet. Not the exact art sculpture, obviously, but the similarity just like bowled me over when I was driving. And I, you know, had to compose myself for a quick second there. And it actually happened 2 days ago, again, in a completely different setting, a different part of town. I wasn't driving this time, but I looked up and I saw these, not sculptures again, I think it was like maybe a skyline, something. And I'm like, I know that planet. I know that planet. So it's been happening a lot. And then the other day, I was doing some work and I vividly remembered being 9 months old, and I was doing some hypnotherapy work, and I remembered being 9 months old. And I actually called my mom yesterday and I described our whole house when I was 9 months old. And she's like, how are you doing that? And I said, because I could see it. 9 months. That's and I could amazing. See it. I could see it just like I can see my room in front of me here. So we are amazing human beings that have this capacity for bringing it back. Why we want to do that work is because in Suzanne's biology here, I am finding something that was sharded in a subconscious memory at 9 months that then gets stuffed away or tucked away, but it festers into other belief systems that then garner more attention, more cultivation, become a reality throughout this entire existence of me being me. And it isn't even necessarily real. That's what's so crazy.
Gosh, you think, also here, I'm going to say this. You think you've gone through and healed so much already, you know, whether it's lineage, whether it's, you know, whatever you, and now you're like, oh, yeah, what?
Yeah. Now I'm what? Memories? What am I doing? But on the flip side, it shows you how powerful the oneness is in terms of, you know, that you can actually remember being in utero going, I'm actually dropping in with a consciousness. I am really from an in-between life situation. I am actually from source. I'm not just a sperm and an egg going on here. This is a conscious choice, and you can really reprogram how you navigate your life, right? I mean, that's big. Mm-hmm. It's really big. It's very empowering.
It is huge.
Yeah. So the whole goal on this stuff is to put the Jenga pieces back together in stability. And this is being done on behalf of the whole entire creational reality by very big, powerful grid workers. So we're very fortunate and maybe want to find gratitude for that. Mm-hmm. Just sending it to gratitude, right? Because this is already changed in so many ways that has then made this available to everybody. Mm-hmm. Our individual job is working this way, connecting this way, working this way, and bringing it upward and going back and knowing I'm not alone in this. Many of us feel alone. Oh, I don't want to remember that. I'm all by myself. He or she left. I was hurt. I'm all alone. You're never alone. When you start to come up this ladder, you're starting to go, oh, my biology family, my ancestral lineage, mm-hmm. my soul essence, my soul group, my soul pod. Oh my God. And it just keeps getting more and more and more helpers. Then we start to get into, oh, I have angelics. Oh, I have guides and guardians. Oh, I have, you know, ascended masters. I mean, we start to open up this whole entire infrastructure of assistance and help.
And you realize you're not alone. You've never been alone. Ever. Yeah.
And then you start to remember oneness, because the higher I go, I start to go, oh, I am the guy in the alley. How dare I judge? Right? How dare I?
Right. Or have fear about that, yeah. You know, whatever that emotion is that comes out of it. So you'd mentioned when you did your webcast that part of being able to do this, so you talked about the memories, bringing back the memories. So however you want to do that and live in that essence of that memory, but also working on your body, like electrical system, your nervous system,
yeah.
body parts.
Yeah.
Into that a little bit more.
So let's even fractal that differently. Okay. So we can sort of fractal this differently. If I'm a body with all kinds of organs and bones and blood and systems, I have my electrical system, my nervous system, my endocrine system, I have all my systems and my parts. When we start to do work like cranial sacral, for example, or energy work, or even acupuncture or massage or any of the modalities that are in the healing arts, what that does is it starts to unify my own fractals within myself. Lots and lots of us have very angry kidneys or angry livers. If I'm angry at somebody, the liver itself holds anger. The kidneys holds fear. So if I'm really scared since I'm 6, my kidneys are fractaled from the rest of my system possibly, and it's not unifying and working as a force together. So those kinds of modalities that get my systems to defractal inside of my own human body in terms of organs and cells and you know, dialogue, this is another form of unification that is critically important so that you can trust your actual human vehicle.
Right. That's so hard.
It is hard.
The more you uncover, like we were talking about before, you think you've done a lot, you uncover it's the peeling the onion back. Now we're going into more. That's going to go even deeper into our yep. cellular structure, which wherever, what our organ, is it blood? Is it bone? You know, whatever that might be.
And what's the narrative running underneath there in a subconscious? What is the narrative? And that gets down to the belief. And so everything always comes back to narration and beliefs because we create those beliefs. Mm-hmm. They're not even necessarily real. And we feed them and water them and grow them
right.
and play them out.
That's,
right?
That's, yep.
So it's disassembling. So that's a fractalization in the other process. So let's take the belief and just crash it down and say, is that even true? Is any part of that even true any longer? Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe I'll keep this and this, but these can all go, you know? Right. That's right. A different kind of fractalization in a positive way, right? Mm-hmm. So this whole fractal stuff is super interesting. And remember, fractalization is simply light. Mm-hmm. And light coming back together is going to be more powerful. The fractals are out there. But I mean, if you've got that spotlight sitting on that big, huge, you know, tower on the ocean going versus a flashlight and a flashlight. Come on, right? I mean, lead the way home, right? I mean, it's important for us to know that this bringing together of the light is what's so powerful for us as individuals and us as a collective process here. It's light.
Yeah, so we're fractal. We have things like say liver, you had said liver, anger. So you look at what's underlying, what's creating that anger.
Mm-hmm.
You forgive what you need to forgive, you understand or acknowledge it, but then you need to move it on and back out up to the Akashic records so that it's view only, it's there for view if you need it or someone else needs it, but that it's moving it out of your own energy fields, your own energy health, I guess. I don't know how to say
perfect.
That.
Perfect. Except the only thing I'm going to jump on is, mm-hmm. is you don't need to do anything. I caught you on that one, and we do this all the time in Vibe Tribe. It's very important to start this process with the concept of I don't need to do this. Process starting right out of the gate with a positive love-based energy of I don't need to do this, because you don't. You get to be that grayscale person, and again, no judgment. It doesn't right. matter.
Right.
But if you choose to do it, and you get to, and you choose to. You've already started the process with a different frequency that's going to move that way faster, easier, and more joy-filled than, mm-hmm. oh, crap, that's just another thing to do.
Right.
And so when I identify it and when I get down to that belief, why I really called it out, and I'm not calling you, I'm calling the word out. The word is, I don't need to do this, because that is the anchor of the belief in the first place to even move it. You mm-hmm. see how important that is?
Yeah.
Because if I'm still running on a need to, have to, should, can't frequency, I'm running on a narration that isn't mine fully aligned. And so look for those words. So I'm super glad that you did that by accident, because you rarely say that word. Right? But it was perfect, because it's really great for listeners to go, oh my goodness, how many times?
Well, I think in this conversation, I'm like, gosh, dang it, Kim, get out there and do this. What are you doing?
But you are doing a lot of this. You know,
I am, so
yes, getting it out of the body, put it into the Akash. You can do that in a number of ways. And this is only limited by creativity, obviously.
Yeah.
You can see it, go to the Akash. You can burn it. You can dance it. You can play a drum. You can plant a plant. I mean, you can do anything you want to move that energy out. But that's a perfect representation of, get it out of your system. And at the same time, remember the balance of putting something great back in. I'm going to do affirmations today. I'm going to remember how great I am. I'm going to find that positive frequency that I can fill that space with, so that you are finding that better balance within your own humanness.
Yes.
So super important. Yeah. And again, we can't make anyone do any of these things. We do these videos in terms of examples of what others can do, have done, think about doing, refuse to do, you know, the list goes on, right? And so make it your own, make these processes your own if you choose to. And if you don't choose to, that's fine too. But really the feel center igniting is going to change your world.
Yeah.
Because the moment you start to really pay attention to how does that truly feel, this is what was out of the quotient, was the feel emotion, the feel. This is why we were programmed. Go do this. You got to do this. You can't do this. Don't. When I go, that doesn't feel like I want to do that. That's when we start to get really powerful.
So a visual for me is when my little sister died after only being alive for a month. That picture comes up for me quite a bit in my mind. That whole picture felt different to me 8 years ago or 9 years ago when it first came up than it does now.
That's so awesome.
Because the female's coming back in, I think that that emotion and that feeling is much different than it was 8 or 9 years ago when I was more male oriented in my balance. Like I wasn't balanced.
You've learned about Akashic records. You've learned about soul contracts. You've learned that she chose to leave the planet. Mm-hmm. You learned that somebody didn't snatch her. You know, those people that have such difficult life experiences because they feel like God took someone from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what a horrible way to navigate the rest of your life and have that sadness and that pain you can make such peace with the fact that that actual essence chose to leave. And that's powerful, right?
Mm-hmm. Very powerful.
So, yeah.
Very powerful. So this has been really great to talk through this at a little different level. And I hope that when people are listening, that they'll comment, because if they're wanting to know more, it's hard because a lot of YouTubes that I'll listen to, I'm like, but then how do you do that?
Yeah.
How do you do this? And I think you're giving really great examples of how to start. And
thank you. And that's
about that.
That is what our Vibe Tribe is for. And you can find Vibe Tribe on my sworthley.com site at any time. And it's $30 a month, $33 a month. And you get so much material. You get, you know, an energy report, a meat memo report on how to do it with your body. You get a meditation, you get a training video, and you get a webcast. I mean, it's ridiculous for the amount. And it's all themed every month with what's going on. And these webcasts that we do on Vibe are so critical. I rarely bring them to the full public because I think that the people that are members deserve to really get some super awesome training. But now we're expanding that into some of these and I'm thrilled. But if the people want an ongoing support system with like-minded information, that's a really great place to start as well. Cause it will nudge you every month to go, oh my goodness, you know?
Yeah. I think that you don't realize until you get into the information you put out every month, that how much is happening around you that is actually what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's really, it has always been that way for me. It's like, how did you get that information that's so like spot on in my life? Come on.
That's that universe.
Yeah. Plus, you also get a prayer for the month. That's a good
one. That's right. And Kim, you write the prayer. Yeah, you write the prayer every month. And it's always powerful. We end every webcast with your prayer and everybody cries.
I cry.
Yeah, it's awesome. Oops. All right. Anything that I didn't make clear before we round down here that you would need?
I think this was really great. And I think there are things out of this session that we can break out into another.
For sure.
So this was amazing to me. And I learned as much as I've seen it. So this is to everybody out there. Watch it multiple times because it's so much information. You won't get it all the first time. So
thank you. I agree. I totally agree. Great. Well, on behalf of Kim and I, thank you very much for attending, everybody. We look forward to the next one with you. And until then, cosmic hugs.
Bye.
Bye-bye.